I'm Meg. I'm here with Irene.
Hi, Meg. It's been a minute.
It has. How was your trip?
It was so fun, actually. Oh, I was, you know, nervous about certain things and
sure, whatever.
It was great. We went to Disney. We did San Diego. We did the zoo.
Wow.
We did Legoland. Then we went to Anaheim. We did Disneyland. Then California Adventure. And I will say, I understand why people like Disney.
Like, did you not understand before?
I mean, not really.
Sure.
I understood why kids like Disney, but like as an adult, I legitimately had fun. And I really think it was like, you've been there recently. Were you there when you had to like order all your food on the apps and stuff? Okay. Like the challenge, I think it is like the challenge of like, you know, optimizing your experience is like a challenge I can really enjoy.
This is I think we're both type A. Dream come true going to Disneyland because you can optimize as much as you want. Like you can game Disneyland and get the best results out of it based on the work you're willing to put
in. And the one thing that I was not expecting was like, it took me a half of a day to like of a learning curve to understand the food apps. And I was regretful of that because we ended up waiting, you know, like, because if you don't say you're getting your food at the right time, then you end up waiting and it just feels like you're waiting. Also, here's another challenge that we faced. We were there with 20 people.
That's a lot. 20 people.
So you know when you're at an amusement park with 20 people, after every single thing, there's like a 15-minute planning session.
Yes.
And that kills me.
Yeah.
But, you know, once you accept that, it's just like, just really fun.
Did you every ride together?
No, because we have various age ranges and height differences. And so, no. But we did do like stroller pass things.
Nice.
And then also, though, here was the thing that really sucked about it was, the day we went was the first day that they stopped doing the online queue for Rise of the Resistance.
Oh, no.
So we didn't get to go on it because line was always like 2 hours long. And that ride closed at like 6 p.m. or something ridiculous.
Mm.
So anyway, this is not a Disney podcast, but it was fun.
It can be. This podcast can be whatever we want it to be. I'm really glad you had fun. Disneyland, every time I leave, I'm so tired, but then I'm like, I got to plan for my next trip because the planning is so fun.
Yeah. And here's what also I realized after doing the zoo and Legoland and Disney, I will say this is very weird, but the zoo was the most exhausting day.
Really?
Because I think it's like without rides and entertainment, it's like you get more tired.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's a lot of zoo.
Yeah, it's and I also feel like the layout of that zoo is not the most, like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, Disneyland, you can, like, really, like, kind of make some loops and hit the whole thing kind of in a logical manner.
Yeah.
The zoo, I felt like we were constantly turning around, going back to where we came from. It was tough. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, terrible food at the zoo.
Thoughts and prayers. Oh, yeah. The food at the zoo is not good.
So bad.
Yeah. Take a lunch. Pack your own lunch.
Anyway, it was a great time.
In Bachelor world, we have a couple pieces of news. Katie Thurston, who we probably just kind of want to forget about that whole thing, but she's not letting us forget. And she has announced that she is in a relationship with John Hershey.
Yeah. So first she breaks up with Blake and then like a day later, she's like, John and I are in a relationship. So people really came after Katie and John being, and Blake, I think even like went on some, I don't know if it was a podcast or something. And he was like, she clearly was having an emotional affair because if she could get together with this guy so quickly, like.
He said that?
Yes.
Ooh, I didn't know
like,
that part.
Like, he is not happy. I mean, not happy. He feels like a dum-dum, I think.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
Because I would too. If you get dumped and then your recent, you know, your girlfriend goes and whatever. So, sorry, I've got some tendonitis issues happening over here. And then John, do you remember him? I don't think do you remember him? I barely remember him.
Did he go home the first night?
I don't know. All I remember, I think he was on Paradise for a second. And the only reason I remember is from doing research from the contestants, like, for this podcast, but not because he was on the show.
Right.
But anyway, people came after him and then he put out this Instagram, like, I don't know, statement that was like 4 slides long that I think you and I both started but couldn't even finish.
It was wordy.
It was, yeah. And it,
essentially what it said was, we weren't cheating. Like, she had broken up with Blake. and they were platonic.
No, they were best friends while she and Blake were dating.
Which, how? Never seen this man in my life. And she is all over the internet.
I don't know. And I also think it's like, I guess they're getting like death threats and whatever. And it's like, I don't, it's just like lay low for a minute, you know? Like, you don't have to address these crazy people.
Don't send death threats. Like, just be cool. It's a TV show, you know? It's a TV show.
Like, why?
Who are you?
I'd like to shake this guy's hand just for, you know, being with Katie for longer than 2 minutes.
Okay. Tayshia and Zach have broken up.
I know.
Kind of sad.
Kind of sad. And did you see like it's not Demois, but it's like a Demois-ish account where somebody was like running behind them in the marathon? Did you see this?
No.
Okay. You know, they ran the New York Marathon.
Yeah. Today, okay? A whole bunch of Bachelor people did, and they all had terrible times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would not have a good time either. Okay. So there's this picture, or no, they get like a DM and it says, one of my this is all hearsay and like a friend of a friend, whatever,
yeah.
But it was truly like 48 hours and they broke up after this. Okay. One of my coworkers ran the marathon right next to them the entire time and said Tayshia kept telling him she needed to walk and he kept telling her like, no, we have to keep running longer, and not like in a supportive way, but like to the point it really bothered her listening to it. She said it was like really uncomfy and she said she loved him before, but now she feels different. I'm sorry to bring this news. So
interesting.
I mean, that could just be like some people responded and they're like, some people just need somebody to be like, keep going,
a pacer,
you know?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, some people are like, he sounds like a monster. And
I wouldn't say it's monster, but maybe incompatible.
Anyway, it probably was a reflection of much bigger issues, not
sure.
Just whatever. So sad. Also, where have Tayshia and Caitlin gone? They're not even on the season anymore. We see them for 1 second and they're not on.
I did like Tayshia's skirt when she's talking with Michelle in the beginning.
They look great.
They look
every
great
time they're on.
They look great. Should we start? Talk about
sure
it? So they're doing exposition here, you know, in the form of a walk and talk. And
okay, hold on. Before we start this episode, we didn't talk about last week at all. We just need like a couple highlights from last
who
week
home?
Because
I don't care.
Freaking Clayton went home.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
This whole, I mean, like,
I'm sorry, but justice for Rodney. Like,
I know.
Of all the guys who have been like wrongfully sent home this season, Clayton's the guy they want us to latch on to and
so
care about.
Absolutely
confusing.
Not.
Absolutely.
And they're
not
even to hometowns yet, and they're picking The Bachelor.
It's
also
so weird.
The sequences that they give him of like being in the hotel room, reading the letters from the kids, crying. I'm like, when did they film this? This kid's a child actor. They filmed this like 3 months later, and him reading letters, I'm sure. And
yeah.
Then he gets like he doesn't get like a crying limo, like at the bottom of despair type of like clip at all. He's in his hotel room saying, all I want is a family. Like, why does he? I just am so annoyed that
was
they're
no
trying
one
to trick
available
us.
Like, I don't understand.
I don't understand either. Like,
and it feels weirdly like kind of
racist
because we have like four really great biracial contestants left.
Yeah.
Rodney would be an incredible bachelor.
Rodney would be amazing. Brandon would be amazing.
And we're going with
We're going with Clayton, who we know nothing
and
about.
And I'm like, go be a kindergarten teacher if you like kids this much.
He was like truly so unremarkable. I do not understand.
And now ABC's trying to like double down and be like, meet the new bachelor, special with the new bachelor. And I think it's because nobody
oh, really?
Cares.
A
nobody
special
cares.
With the new bachelor?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
So I guess we have to live with that in our lives.
Okay. And then also just overall in the last episode, I feel okay. How do you feel about the season of The Bachelorette though? Because
it's good. I'm just tired.
So I think it's good.
It's good.
I think it's really good. And I'm shocked because this is like the first time in many years where I like all four of the final four.
I don't love Brandon, but we'll get to it.
You don't love Brandon?
I just think they're a bad match. I think that she's like this mature woman and he's like a child.
He's okay, we'll get to it. But I do feel like in the last week's episode, like, I did turn around on Brandon. I actually, like, I thought he was going to get sent home, like, in week two. And he's been on, and, like, I don't know. I like him. I didn't like him before.
Let me be clear. I don't dislike Brandon.
Okay.
I don't think he's the best match for Michelle.
Okay. However, I was like, I don't care about him to, like, I like him.
Okay.
And then I just feel like I feel like I don't know who's going to win. Where I was very confident with Joe for several weeks. Now I'm like, do you still think it's Nate?
No. Do you want to hear what I think?
Yes.
Because this is the Bachelor, Bachelorette pattern. They never pick the person they have the most chemistry with. They pick the one who's a little bit hard to get. So between Joe and Nate, it's going to be Joe.
Oh, really? Because I think Nate seems hard to get emotionally.
Interesting. Because Nate's so, like, available physically.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. That's the thing is I love the season because I don't know who it's going to be. I was really convinced it was Joe for a long time. And, like, this week, Joe did not impress me. I get it now. I get what you're saying about Joe. Like, put more out there. He's, like, got to do a little bit more, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this week. Sorry.
Okay. No, this is great. So they start, it's Tayshia and Michelle, and they're explaining that because of COVID, they can't go to the hometowns, but the families can come here. And it's like, well, what's the difference between the families coming here and you going there COVID-wise? But whatever, it's fine.
Okay, yeah, I feel tricked in the season because I thought they were going to be traveling and really they've only just gone to Minnesota and stayed there.
Remember how fake excited they were about Minnesota? We're going to Minnesota. It does look lovely. I will say this season has sold me on Minnesota.
Yeah, sure.
It looks great.
It looks great.
So, you know, she's like, I'm nervous to meet the families, blah, 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 blah. So they're there and the first date is with Brandon and oh my gosh, they go skateboarding and
oh my gosh, this was hard.
This was tough because Brandon said like his whole thing is skateboarding and my man is bad at skateboarding.
Why is he so bad? He's it was like he hasn't done it in 15 years.
And why did the producers keep that in?
I don't know. It was very hard to watch.
It was very hard to watch. And she was very nice about it. She's like, I get it. This happens with me with basketball. And I do think like this happens to people. You know, I had a violin performance once in high school where you would think I had never played it before. You know, like sometimes you just choke.
I will say this reminded me of the time where I was in trying to impress this guy that I wanted to date really bad. And so I was like, yeah, I longboard and immediately fell off and sprained my ankle. It hurt for like a year because I didn't have health insurance. So
who among us?
Anyway, it's very bad. And however, like, how do you, I know that you don't think that they're a good match, but like I respect Brandon for like, there's no dark side to Brandon. There's no complicated side to Brandon. He is happy. He is sweet. He is earnest.
Yeah.
He is like just a little, you just want to pinch his cheeks because he's pretty cute.
Sweetest guy.
I mean, I love that about him.
I love that. And I think there's someone out there perfect for him that matches that energy.
Okay.
I think Michelle's a little feistier than that.
Also, he had the best family though.
You think so?
Yes. Who do you think of that? Whose family would you want to marry into out of those four?
Rodney's?
No.
Why?
That mom, their mother-boy relationship is too strong. They were obsessed with each other and she was so defensive of him. You do not want mother-boy.
Okay.
Or against you, I guess.
Okay. Joe's dad really made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
I was like, this is Kenan Thompson.
I know, that's exactly what I said.
And this has to be a joke.
Kate, let me remind you though, back to Brandon, what Brandon's brother looks like. Can you just be like, sorry, Navy, I'm not gonna go. My brother's on a TV show.
Like, I know, that it reminded me of Buster confusing. Blues. Like, you can just call the Navy and be like, sorry, my
brother's
brother
was
on a
very
show.
Cute though, I thought.
His brother was cute.
And I liked his parents. I thought they were very normal.
They were nice.
So lovely. His dad talking to Michelle about basketball and he's like, well, I'm as tall as you. So, blah. And then they get up and Michelle's clearly taller than him. Like that was cute. They're cute. I don't know. I liked them. However, that
was Brandon's family.
I think so. Yeah. That was Brandon's dad.
Okay. All right. His dad looks young, I wrote down. So yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. Okay, and I was like, where are they? Is this an Airbnb?
I also was like, they don't get to sit down and like have a meal together. They don't, like, I am mad we don't get to see the inside of these people's homes.
Right. That was, I know, such a, like, so a, fun.
Yes.
Remember Madeline's, your special plate?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Like, those are the things you don't, yes, get if you don't go, I to know, the house.
And then, no, did you notice though that they were all in the same space? Every single date was in the same space. Yes. And every every, like, I read an article earlier that called this the DTR bench. Every DTR happened on the same bench.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's weird. Because where did they stash them when they were done?
I don't know. Were, I guess it's easier to film if they only have to set up one location rather than four locations. Yeah. But
like, do I need to send you guys money? Like, get them separate hotel rooms.
I'm sure they had separate hotel rooms, but just not set up to film there, okay, you know?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Next is Rodney. They go apple picking.
Can we just let go of the apples? I'm so over the apples.
But again, I think it's the producers being like, apples.
I know.
There's an orchard. Go pick apples.
Where is he from again? Do we remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Gotta tell you, I don't really care. They pick apples. They make desserts. It's cute.
Yeah, they're cute. Every date she went on, I was like, oh, he's going to keep going. Like, they're going to keep going. Like, she seems into all of these guys. These guys all seem like fairly decent. You know, like, I was
surprised by what happened in the end. I actually was.
I know. And I just think this is like a great season because we don't know. Well, I haven't had any spoilers. We don't know what's going to happen.
Uh-uh.
And I like everyone.
I know.
And the only thing that sucks about it is not one of these four guys is the next Bachelor. How is that possible?
I know.
They're so likable. Clayton is negative likable. You know?
I'm just so mad.
Anyway.
So next up, they...
Wait, did anything happen on Ronnie's day? I just felt like his mom was like extremely protective of him.
When his mom asked Michelle, what do you like about him? And she like has to think about it and then say his playfulness. I started to get worried.
Yeah. I mean, she kept referring to him as like, he's the best friend that the advice is always, the advice that my parents gave me was marry your best friend, which I actually think is great advice.
Yeah.
However, like, I don't know.
It's not there. Like it is with Nate and Joe. Yeah, yeah. Like you said, mom is into Rodney and she was worried about him getting his heart broken, which fair, but it is a little bit like, oh, that would probably be tough to navigate if you married into that family. Then Rodney tells her that he's falling in love with her, which is significant. Then it's Joe.
Ugh, this and, date was hard.
Oh my gosh, they go to another
why
high school
do we go to high schools? These people are not 19 years old.
I hate
these
it.
People
hate
are
it. So much
in their late 20s. Also, didn't he go to college in Minnesota? Go to your college where you played college basketball. Like, why are we doing this?
Don't understand.
And also, I truly would rather die than go to a fake prom with just one other person. It seems like the worst time.
The whole point of prom is to be around all of your classmates.
I love how she's like, he listened to my poem and he took me to prom. It's like,
barf.
No.
Barf.
No.
I hate it. And like, he's not dancing. They're not really dancing.
It's very awkward. I would truly want to crawl. I was crawling on my skin as I was watching it.
Speaking of awkward, this family
does not say anything.
Hannah, the sister-in-law, I was into her.
Oh my gosh.
She was like,
she was horrible.
You didn't like her?
I wanted to punch her. She was like, I'm going to take charge because I'm the only one that talks in this family. So.
Well, is she wrong though? Because no one else was talking.
She was killing me. Also, the brother, I think, said zero words.
Nothing. The dad sat in silence the whole time.
And then when Joe said, do you have any questions for me? He was like, nope.
Kenan Thompson with a beard over here.
Oh my gosh.
Truly, truly painful.
Also, okay, there are three, every mom in this, in these biracial couples are, is white.
Yeah.
And three of them had red hair. Three out of the four moms had red hair.
Interesting.
Crazy, right?
Is it true that redheads feel less pain?
I don't know. Brandon says that, Brandon, who is a redhead,
yeah,
says that like, something about, there's like an anesthesia thing. Like they need, yeah, less or they need more or
is it less
like
or
that?
More?
I can't remember. Brandon.
I think it's more.
Recently had, like in the last couple of years, like had a septoplasty. And
a
he,
what?
A septoplasty where he had a deviated septum. So
oh,
they like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They like
Steven
opened
did
up
that.
The, okay. And he was
work.
Like,
it didn't work?
No, like didn't take.
Oh,
I know. I want one really bad. Anyway, he like recovered very quickly and he was like, I think I have like, this is like my gift. This is like my superpower is I can recover quickly from surgery. I'm like, is this connected to the redhead like anesthesia thing? I don't know. Anyway, if anyone knows, don't tell us because we don't care.
Let me believe this. yeah, that's interesting.
Okay.
Hannah, who you don't like and I thought was fine, asks Joe if he's ready to get married and he says he is. And I'm like, well, show us that.
He just was like, truly so boring.
Yeah.
So boring.
Yeah. You know, it was not boring. Nate.
Nate is not boring, yet there's something shady about him. There's something sketchy about him.
For sure.
And
something
I cannot
shady about
figure
him
it out.
Because he's so charming. You know that he's like hard to pin down.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? We all knew those
he's
guys.
He's like, I mean, he seems like an F-boy. Sorry.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
an F-boy.
Yeah,
and
I think
that's
that
the vibe I get.
He doesn't care that you would call him that.
I mean, that, yeah. I mean, I think.
They go paddleboarding. They both have, they're both very in shape. They look great.
They look great.
The chemistry is
his
palpable.
His tattoos, though, are horrendous.
I do not like his tattoos.
Horrendous.
They are bad. Go to Laser City. Get that taken care of. Get new tattoos. I don't care, but fix them.
Okay. Also, like, He kept saying, like, harping over and over, my family's not emotional. We don't talk about our feelings. We don't say love. We don't do that. I've never brought a girl home. We've never talked about it. And he's, and like, his parents like, well, he's never had a girl. He's really, basically, he's never had a girlfriend. Like, I mean, what? I don't even know. How do you get past that? You know? I just feel like that's a huge red flag.
How old is he?
I don't know. You want me to look?
No. I mean, maybe. I don't know. I do feel like they were playing it up for the cameras, you know, and the way they cut the coming up on, it was like he's never had a girlfriend, when actually what it was he's never had a girlfriend where he felt like it was serious enough to talk seriously about getting married.
Yeah, but he's never had a girlfriend that he's even introduced to his parents. Like, that's...
I know. I think something. I'm the opposite. Like, I used to go on one date with someone and be like, come home, meet my family, you know?
He's 27, by the way.
27. I don't know. I don't know if that's
a red
flag.
I mean, that's
not
a fault. It's not like... I'm not saying, like...
All you need is one, right?
I'm not saying... But also, like, he's like, I've never been in love. I've never... And it's just like... I mean, maybe just he doesn't... But he's like a cute guy, you know? It just feels to me
like
more
he's a player.
Support. Like, he's an F-boy.
Yeah, I see that. His family's like, are you ready to get engaged? And he's like, I don't know.
Oh, also, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel.
They only said Nathaniel.
Which is interesting because
he
spells his name N-A-Y-T-E.
Yes.
So it's like, are you spelling that Nathaniel?
No, I think he probably just like threw the Y in there to like be cool, you know?
Oof. Oof. I don't like that. So she's met all the families. She goes to her hotel room and Bree and Serena show up.
Yeah.
Which, fun to see them.
Yeah.
Didn't
great.
Really care about what they were talking about.
Yeah. She was just like, I didn't think I was going to find anyone. And now there are four guys that I'm really into.
Yeah.
So then it's the rose ceremony.
What did you think was going to happen?
I kept vacillating between every single option. So first she gives the rose. I think the first one is Brandon.
Yes, which was, I was like, oh, I thought he was the one going home.
I thought, well, I know, I kept being like, I really think, like, I was like, my options were like, is she going to send home Nate? Because I felt like the family time wasn't great. Like, I felt like they kept saying to her, like, he's not ready, he's not ready. And right. she kept saying, I don't know if I want to be with a guy who's not ready.
Right.
But I think you're right. It's like him being hard to get is actually making her want him more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, maybe she's understanding now that Joe's really boring and maybe he's going to go home. And then I was like, well, maybe it's Rodney, because Rodney is like just kind of like the nice like friend. You know, yeah. he's been friend zoned, I feel like. But then I was like, she's got to keep Joe and Abe for overnights because like,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't know, but Brandon was first mm-hmm. and then it was Nate.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh,
I was like, what is going to happen?
Yeah. At that point I was like, oh no, poor Rodney.
I know,
you know, but I was really surprised because I thought it was going to be Brandon. I thought Nate might go home. Seemed less likely. That would have been wild if she had sent Nate home.
I listened to her on what podcast? The Nick one. Nick Viall's podcast. Yeah. And overall I was like, I thought she was like not as funny as I feel like she seems on the show. Remember?
Oh, really?
Yeah, remember that time on Matt James' season where she's like, all right, let's do push-ups or whatever. There was like she was like, I felt like constantly like being pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I think she's probably, I'm hoping she's just on like a, you know, like a PR thing. And so she's doing a million podcasts and she's
tired.
Yeah. And tired. But she did, Nick was like, can you help us understand why Clayton is a bachelor? And she's like, basically she was like, had zero answer and was like a very like rehearsed. She was like, well, Clayton did show a lot of growth and basically like, I have nothing to do with it. It was like the producers.
She's like, you know as well as I do.
And then he talked about Rodney at some point. Like, I think Nick said something like, well, Rodney's down. This was, you know, a couple weeks ago before this episode came out. And he said, well, Rodney's not going to make it to the end. And she like came to his defense very quickly and was like, Rodney is like one of the best humans I've ever met. Like, he's so great, all this stuff. So, anyway.
Okay. Well, I mean, she does seem to really respect him.
I know.
She walked him out and, you know, he was very nice.
He got a little too dramatic.
You think
so? Melodramatic, yeah. I'm going to remember you for the rest of my life. You'll have a place for the rest of my life.
That was
like, come on.
But I don't know either if I want someone who's breaking up with me to be like, you're not an underdog. You know, I'm like,
I know.
If you have to say that, clearly I am.
I think she was trying to reassure him of, you know, just based on past conversations. But you're right. It's like, that's not making me feel better in this situation. So just lay off, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Well, next week is Men Tell All. I don't want to talk about it. Do you want to talk about it?
I'm fine not.
Let's not talk about it. Because like they were like, the men you love to hate. And I was like, I can't think of a single man from the season that I hate. Like, it's going to be
pizzapreneur.
Yeah, but like, I was like, this guy's
an idiot.
But I wasn't.
The one guy.
There was no, everyone they wanted me to hate, I was just like, this guy's kind of funny, you know?
I do. I will watch it because that's who I am. But I will probably get mad about it and turn it off.
Well, if you feel like there's enough for us to talk about, let me know.
We don't need to talk about it, but.
But we'll skip next week. But we'll be back for the finale, right?
I guess that's what happens. Wait. No,
are there two
it's
more?
Usually, well, I don't know. Because it's usually Fantasy Suites, and then there's one more
Fantasy
episode
Suites,
after that.
I forgot about Fantasy Suites. The
but
best
it is
episode.
Usually Men Tell All. Oh, no. Men Tell All, I guess, is now. Before
no, is that why I'm confused? Are they going out of order? I think they're going out of order.
I don't know. I always thought Men Tell All was the, like the penultimate
episode
of the season.
Yeah, me too. So why are
they
doing it?
So maybe there is only one. I don't know.
We'll find out. Whatever happens, we'll be here. We'll talk you through
it. The previews for The Bachelor, though, look... Am I being like too mean because I don't care about Clayton? They don't look good.
No, I was like, ugh. Like,
also, we should mention like the first time ever in Bachelor or Bachelorette history with non-white, like all non-white people at the end.
All people of color.
Like, pretty incredible.
And they're going
and
with
they're
Clayton.
All, and they're all like, cool. I love all of these people left.
Yeah.
So,
America.
Anyway.
All right. Know. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Oh, and thanks for showing us your Spotify Wrapped when we're on it. We love seeing that. So thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.